This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest, and I'll tell you what, I don't give too many endorsements in my years that I've been with the Uptick Newswire, but I will give you an outstanding endorsement on this company. It is my number one gold pick for 2019 and 2020. We're talking no other than RN Resources, Inc. You can find them on the New York Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol AUG, and with us today is the chairman of the company. Super lucky to have him to come aboard and come on the show, Mr. Ivan Bebek. Ivan, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. Pleasure to be back here.
You know, recently you put out a press release that you guys raised $3.5 million, around $5.2 Canadian. What are you going to use the funds for?
Yeah, we went out to go and look for money, as we always needed, as we continually are spending money looking for these huge mines. And the market was offering us, you know, well above what we raised, about $15 or $20 million. We think we're on to one of the world's potential larger discoveries that it's seen in the last two decades. So we elected to keep the financing small, intentionally being very anti-dilutive, not to dilute too many shares down here, with the ambition that a lot more good news and speculation will come into our share price. Originally, we announced it at 3.2 Canadian, and with insider interest from some of our directors, the financing closed at $5.2 million worth Canadian, which takes us right through to a drilling stage and G&A through the end of the year, or could even pay for some of the drilling. I think that most important factor of this financing, insiders bought $1 million worth of the financing. That's the largest individual inside purchase of ORN in one transaction. Even though I've bought over $3 million worth of shares, predominantly in the public market, this is the biggest statement I think we could have made as insiders, and it was due to the Sombrero project that's really taken a lot of interest down in Peru.
You know, last time you were on the show, your flagship product, at least I thought, maybe my investors thought that your flagship product was the Committee Bay, but as we're learning from the press release today, Sombrero is getting better and better and better. So what kind of news do you have for us today on that project?
Sure. So a couple things. Committee Bay was the first flagship of our company, and it's a project that for 4 years has gotten closer to some major world-class discoveries and pure gold side of the business, high-grade gold. Sombrero was in our portfolio, but we only started working on it about a year ago. And each time we go to Sombrero and we get more data off the surface, we find a more and more confidence that we could be on to a major copper gold discovery in Peru. We're comparing it to a deposit called Las Bambas. Las Bambas is about 1.7 billion tons of 0.6% copper molybdenum equivalent, and that would be worth about, you know, $60 billion of gross metal value today. So it's a massive swing. It competes with the upside of Committee Bay, but you can work on it 12 months of the year, as we are doing right now. And the trench we announced today are the results off the surface. We've sampled over 232 meters of the same grade or similar grade that's being mined next door at Las Bambas and some of these neighboring mines, or neighboring mines. What that means, you know, in the copper gold world, or specifically copper, it means that we are sampling, you know, enough width to be very confident that we might be on to a potential mine or a major discovery, because it's the same grade as what's next door. And what really wowed a lot of people that are in the copper world is the 40 meters of 1.26% copper that is the middle of that trench or that sampling that we've done. And why that's so important is because it shows that there's going to be a lot of high grade that goes with the lower grade copper, which means profitability. So tremendous announcement for us. Originally, we thought we would have sampled only 80 meters of a similar grade. We sampled 232 meters altogether. This project continues to tell us we're underestimating what could be there. And for us, being quite ambitious on our speculations, that's a big statement. And so insider purchases, they're quite large. There's no warrants in the financing. We did an at-market funding, and it's a big statement towards our confidence of the news to come before we go drilling here in the next few months.
Well, let's stay with the Peru project. One, when do you think you'll start drilling at the Sombrero project? What kind of news or catalysts you think will come out of there? And how deep do you think you might have to go?
Yeah, so I think that, you know, what we're scheduling right now is an August drill time starting. We're in the permitting process. You know, the drill could come, permit could come as early as July or as late as September, but either way, we expect it, you know, towards the end of the summer at the latest. And so, you know, how far do we go with the drilling? We're going to have 25 pads permitted. We can drill multiple holes off each pad. You know, the targets range. They start from surface. They go down 150 meters in some areas, and other areas they'll go down to 800 meters, which is substantial. You know, that this will be one of, or the most exciting drill program I've been part of in my career, as well as our management team, you know, in terms of potentially finding a huge one. And, you know, the reason why it's so exciting is not just the scale of the opportunity. There's high tension power lines on the property, arguably could be considered as mine power before you drill your first hole. And lastly, you know, in the copper world, when you're exploring copper on surface, or in our case, copper and gold, copper does not go away when you drill it. It's a lot more homogeneous. And so the confidence and the predictability of a copper system being there is huge. So as we've explored, you know, in the last 6 months quite aggressively, we've been collecting layers of data that indicate the scale, that indicate the possible grade. And now we're getting, you know, just more evidence that supports that. So our speculation will probably start in the next few months as we get closer to drilling. You'll start to see the speculation come into this project for what it really could be.
My guest today is Ivan Bibic. He's the chairman of RN Resources. You can find him on the New York Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol AUG. Again, my personal opinion, very undervalued at $1.40 a share. That being said, I've heard a little bit about the artificial learning at Committee Bay. When can we expect to hear a little bit more of what's going on up there? I know that it's a compact season for you guys up there, probably anywhere from 3 to 5 months, but what's the news?
Well, so that's a great topic to bring up. I mean, Committee Bay was our flagship until Sombrero kind of, you know, took the stage here recently, and it's a 300-kilometer or 220-mile-long gold-endowed greenstone belt with gold across that entire belt and a deposit in the middle. You know, the 4 years we've been there, we spent over $50 million collecting data. And if you're familiar with our company, we work with a lot of former global experts from Newmont, some of world-class geoscientists, you know, some of the smartest people in the business. And the level of discipline that they have for the data they collect, you know, whether it's rock samples or analyzing trends and structures, is tier one or top level. And when you look at artificial learning, which is something we brought in last year to start working with, you know, you're looking at data in equals quality of data out. We're using the same engine that Google uses for its consumer AI platforms that we're all victim of as consumers, and in a positive way sometimes when you're, you don't even know you're shopping for something and it's sending you ads about what you may want to buy. I mean, it's the same thing, but we're putting geoscientific inputs. So we have a video coming out that's going to show the whole world how this AI learning is going to work for us, and it's going to show people how much logic there is behind this. And if I could summarize it in one statement, you know, how we're all aware of 3D imaging, you know, the third dimension.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you think of AI learning, you got to think of the capacity of 100D learning, meaning the capacity of a computer is way beyond the human brain, and the algorithms that can be created to process the high quality data inputs is like going from 3D to 100D per se. And so that's what is coming. The world's going to see it. And, you know, we stand as being one of the few companies in the world that might be the first to make a world-class gold discovery with the assistance of AI learning. You know, it's truly cutting edge and extremely exciting.
We're running out of time, but I do want to get this question to you. For my listeners and your investors, what do you want them to take away from this interview?
I think timing, and the interview is critical. I mean, the evidence we're getting out of Sombrero, a comment you made about our share price, you know, the speculation of what Sombrero can be hasn't started, and the speculation of what Committee Bay has left our stock for a while, our share price, because we haven't talked too much about it with press releases, and that should be coming back. But truly, you know, this is the last few months before we drill potentially one of the biggest discoveries in the last two decades in Peru. So timing is what I want people to take away, is the opportunistic timing.
If you're looking for a mining exploration company that the yield curve is just starting to begin, look no further than RN Resources. You can find them on the New York Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol AUG. Ivan, thank you so much for your time. You know, I've got nothing but respect for your management team and your company and what you guys are doing. I wish you nothing but the best. Hopefully you'll come back on the show back in 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.